This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. InshaAllah, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will speak of today. Not like yesterday. The name was full of strength, might, power. And Allah's names subhanahu wa ta'ala are categorized in such a form. Some names are like that, and others a bit more merciful, full of beauty, compassion, as the name that I have chosen for today. The name I will speak of today is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wadud. It is in the Quran only twice. Some scholars say once, the other one is a description. Where is it? Where is the name of Al-Wadud in the Quran? Surah Al-Buruj. Wa huwa Al-Ghafur Al-Wadud. There's another spot in the Quran where it exists. See, this is a million dollar question. No. Yeah, but his name is. The name is once more in the Quran. It's not just Surah Al-Buruj. In Surah Hud, Inna Rabbi Rahim Wadud. Some scholars say this is a description, not the actual name, because of the way that the linguistically it's put. But nonetheless, it's still there. The word Wud, as many scholars have explained, فَقَالُهُ أَصْفَى الْحُبِّ وَأَنْقَاهُ لَا أَحْقْدَ فِيهِ. It is the purest form of love, and the clearest form of love. And there is no hatred that will follow it ever. Sometimes people will love one another. And this happens, you know, more often than we would like to admit. And then something happens between them, and then that love turns into something much, much different. When you say the word would, that means it'll never be followed by anything but love. It'll never change or turn into something that has vengeance or hatred within it. And that's the concept of al-wud. You can go to the book of Fiqh al-Lugha al-Imam al-Fa'alibi as he counts all the different levels of love, starting with al-hawa wal-alaqa, and al-jawa wal-shaghaf wal-sha'af, wal-dalah wal-taym wal-tabli, keep on going, and al-wud is one of the highest ones up there on that list, al-wud. What is the difference between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, or between the concept of wud and hubb in the Arabic language, because they're used interchangeably in English at least, but in Arabic they're very different. Al-hubb is a feeling. Al-wud is an action. So I have feelings for you that are quite positive. That is hubb. When I see you, I feel happy inside. That is hubb. I smile in your face. That is wud. I get you a gift. That is wud. I treat you nicely. That is wud. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is Al-Wadud, not Al-Habib subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or else the concept would be more sentimental. It'll be based on feelings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't function the way we do, so you would never be able to understand the name to begin with. But al-wadud has a clear inclination. It's very clear what it means. He shows love subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-wadud huwa alladhi yatawaddadu ila ibadihi fayuhibbuhum thumma yuhibbunahu bimil'i qulubihim. He is the one who will show his servants love until they love him with the totality of their hearts. I mean, he will show them love and continuously show them love subhanahu wa ta'ala until they love him subhanahu wa ta'ala with the full ability of their own hearts. What is the difference between his name Al-Wadud and his name Al-Rahim, for example, or other names that are similar to it? Well, I'll give the example. As a human being going through life, sometimes you are poor, so you're in need of provision. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents himself to you through his name Al-Razzaq. Sometimes you're in need of protection. You're scared, so he presents himself to you subhanahu wa ta'ala through his name Al-Hafidh or Al-Mu'min. Sometimes you're weak, so he presents himself to you subhanahu wa ta'ala in his name Al-Rahim. And so on and so forth. But what happens when you need love? How does he present himself subhanahu wa ta'ala to you when you need love? Through his name Al-Wadud subhanahu. Parents take care of their kids. They need to provide for them food. and shelter and education and a proper upbringing. But there's something else they need to provide for these kids that we all know, that we take for granted. They have to provide for them love. They have to provide for them love. And if they don't provide for them love, everything else that they were provided with isn't going to do much for them. They can go at night without food. They can walk around with the same piece of clothing for years if they need to. They could probably not be educated at all. And they would still grow up to be able to function in life properly. But if they grow up with no love, if no one on earth is there to love them, to show them what it means, then they will not be able to function when they're older. They need to be loved. Just like you and I need to be loved. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named himself al-Wadud. Jalla Jalaluhu. There are two types of love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show his servants. Al-Wudd al-Am, al-Wudd al-Khas. He will show general love to everything that he created, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that love him back and those that do not. And he will show them, present them that with that love through all his everything that he created. Everything he created, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put beauty in it somewhere. He made sure that there was beauty in it. وَزَيَّنَّاهَا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ He made it beautiful to see. وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَهَا And there's beauty in it for you to look at. When you look at it, there's something nice. You don't need, it's not just for necessity. It's not just for you to benefit from, whether it's food or it's shelter or it's clothing. It's also for you to enjoy the beauty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows everyone love through the way He created things, Jalla Jalaluhu. When He speaks of marriage, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً And He put love and compassion between those who are married, whether they are Muslim or not. عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ عَادَيْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَوَدَّةً May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make between you and those who are your enemies, maybe He put love, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a general love, that is for everyone. ثُمَّ الْوُدُّ الْخَاصُ And then the specific. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا As the Shaykh pointed out, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجَعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا Indeed, those who believe and do the deeds that they were commanded to do by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rahman himself will create for them, he will put forward for them wudda, he will put love for them. He will establish between himself subhanahu wa ta'ala and them wudda. Why would he draw himself closer to his servants, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in love? What does he need from his servants? What could he possibly benefit from this? Nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of all, seeks out his servants in love. Seeks out his servants for them to love him, to show them love, when he does not need them. When they need him every single moment of the day, yet he is showing them love, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he talks about those who he will substitute the people who commit apostasy with, when he describes them, the first description, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ First, he loves them. He started with himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will love them and they will love him back. When he spoke of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the beginning of his da'wah, when things were very difficult, وَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ And be patient and show perseverance until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you, until He grants you His judgment. فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا Indeed, we have you within our eyes. This is a figure of speech in the Arabic language. When you love someone, قُلُّ فَعْيُونِ I put you in my eyes. Of course, in the English language, it sounds really creepy. The meaning isn't clear. But in the Arabic language, it has a meaning of love. That I am willing to take my eyes out for you. That's how much I love. إِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا It's a figure of speech on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did the deen begin to all together? How did this whole risala begin on nights that are similar to these? Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, what is the first thing that he did? فَمَاذَا? قَالَ فَضَمَّهُ فَضَمَّهُ He hugged him. Yes, it was a firm hug, but it was still a hug. A hug is a hug. Whether it's firm or not, it's still a hug. فَضَمَّهُ He started with a hug. This deen, it's firm, yes, it's a very firm one. But he started with a hug. Subhanahu wa ta'ala with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Showing love to those who show him love back. Jalla Jalaluhu. There's a difference between supplication and between dua wa shakwa. ثَمَّةَ فَرْقْ بَيْنَ الدُّعَاءِ وَالشَّكْوَى Shakwa, I don't know how to translate this into English very well. complaining. Nah, doesn't sound nice at all. But it's a different form of speech that you have with God, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Allah. It's a bit different. Dua is supplication, you ask for things. Ya Rabb, I am in need of this. I am in need of this. But shakwa is very different, and you'll find it in the Quran. Shakwa is different. وَإِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّي. And when the wife of Imran said, Rabbi, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا. Indeed, I have made sincere for you whatever you have put within my belly. There's no dua there. She didn't ask for anything yet. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Then she made the dua. Do Allah accept her from me. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّي. This is what she said when she gave birth to the daughter, Maryam alayhi salam. إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. I indeed have given birth to a female. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what she gave birth to. The Quran is commenting on it. He knew what she gave birth to. She didn't have to say it, but she said it anyway. Because this is the type of relationship she had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His name Al-Wadud, you speak to Him. You explain to Him what is happening. You converse with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala on a level of love that is different than when you're just asking for things. وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. She goes on to say, and Ya Rabb, as you know, males are not like females when it comes to putting them within the holy mosque to serve you. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. And indeed, Ya Rabb, I have called her Maryam. Explaining things that she doesn't need to explain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's a different type of relationship. Look at Ayyub alayhi salam. When he's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi, inni massani yadur. Indeed, I have been harmed by difficulty and hardship. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. And you, Ya Rabb, as we all know, are the most merciful of those who are merciful. That's it. Where is Ya Rabb? Grant me shifa and grant me afiyah and give me nothing. Rabbi, massani ash-shaytanu binusbin wa adab. Indeed, the shaytan has harmed me with difficulty and punishment and pain. That's it. Yunus alayhi salam, what took him out of the belly of the whale? La ilaha illa, and there is no deity but you. Subhanak, you are the exalted. Inni kuntu minal zalimin. However, I have been oppressive. There's nothing, there's not asking for anything. Alayhi salatu salam walks out of the ta'if. He sits, alayhi salatu salam, with blood still coming from his legs. He puts his hands up. Allahumma ilayka ashku. To you I complain. To you, I don't know a better word, but complain. If someone can offer me, please do. But in Arabic, that's what it means. إِلَيْكَ أَشْكُوا ضَعْفَ قُوَّتِي وَقِلَّةَ حِيلَتِي وَهَوَانِي عَلَى النَّاسِ. The weakness of my strength, the little I can do, and the lack of respect that people show me. And the long hadith, that he made, alayhi salatu wasalam. I want to give a few examples. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, يقول الله, Allah subhanahu says the following, من تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا. He who draws himself to me as much as the length of the wide of the spread of a hand. تقربت إليه ذراعا. I'll come close to him the length of an arm. And this is all figurative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in the same realm that we are in, and He is not 3D, and He is not with subhanahu wa ta'ala تجلّى عن ذلك وتقدّس وتعالى. But He is speaking subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way for us to understand. If you bring yourself close to me a bit, I will bring myself closer to you much more. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا. If you come to me the length of an arm, I'll come to you. A ba'an is a longer measurement of distance. وَمَنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي. And he who comes to me walking, أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَ. I will come running to him. جَلَّ جَلَالُ اللَّهِ تَقَدَّسَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Within the Old Testament, there's a narration on the with Dawood alayhi salam, with David, peace be upon him. This is from the Israeliyat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon Dawood and says, Ya Dawood, لو يعلم المدبرون عني شوقي في عودتهم ورغبتي في توبتهم لذابوا حبا لي هذه رغبتي في المدبرين عني يا داود فكيف محبتي للمقبلين علي. Oh Dawood, if the people who were turning their back to me, walking in the opposite direction, knew the love I had for them to come back, and the desire I had for them to come and to draw themselves closer to me, then they would melt in their love for me, Ya Dawood. This is my desire for those who are walking away from me. Imagine my love, Ya Dawood, for those who are coming close to me. سبحان الله. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا جاء يوم القيامة نادى الله, and the day of judgment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call upon his servants, أين المتحابون في جلالي, where are the ones who loved each other within my spirit and for my sake, أظلهم اليوم في ظلي يوم لا ظل إلا ظلي, today I will shade them with my shade on the day where there is no other shade. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من رجلين تحابا في الله إلا كان أحبهما إلى الله إلا كان أحبهما إلى الله أشدهما حبا لصاحبه. There are no two people who love each other for the sake of Allah except the one who loves his brother more is the one who is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. You have a brother whom you love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you love him, the more you are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. Experience his love, subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment of the day. If you can't experience it, then there's something missing with your radar. If you don't want to experience and feel his gestures of love, subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment of the day, then you have to revise that. Yaqulu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith of Imam Ahmad, a very beautiful one. They say, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ إِن تُبَدَ لَكُمْ تَسُؤْكُمْ, do not ask, O those who believe, about things when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given the Qur'an. Do not ask many questions. Listen only. And this harmed the Sahaba because they enjoyed asking questions. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا لَيْسُوا بِأَنْبِيَاءَ وَلَا شُهَدَاءَ يَغْبِطُهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ عَلَى مَقَامِهِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Indeed, they are servants, they are not prophets, and they are not martyrs. Yet the prophets and the martyrs will be jealous of where they stand from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So an A'rabi, a Bedawi who just entered the masjid, who heard this, got very excited because he knew he was not a prophet. He probably wasn't going to be a martyr, but he liked what he heard. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ بِأَبِي وَأَنْتَ وَأُمِّي صِفْهُمْ لَنَا. He got on his knees and he said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, please, I beg you, tell us who they are. And the Sahaba were happy because he didn't know the ruling, so he could ask a question. But فَاسْتَبْشَرَ وَجْهُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and his face was lightened, عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he got the question. He was hoping for the question. فَقَالَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ عِبَادٌ مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ مِنْ بُلْدَانَ شَتَّى وَمِنْ قَبَائِلَ شَتَّى لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَرْحَامٌ يَصِلُونَهَا وَلَا دُنْيَا يَتَبَادَلُونَهَا. They are servants that come from different countries and different races and different backgrounds. There is no rahim between them for them to strengthen, and there is no dunya that they're working upon, and that's why they're together. تحابوا في روح الله, they have loved one another through the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فيجعل الله لهم نورا في وجوههم يوم القيامة, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lighten their face on the day of judgment. وعلى منابر من لؤلؤ قدام الناس, and they will be on منابر, on a minbar made of لؤلؤ, of pearls, in front of people. لا ينزعون, they are not taken off it. ويخافوا الناس يومها ولا يخافون, and people on that day will be fearful, but they will not have any fear. When he was asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked, when is yawm al-qiyamah, qala ma a'adadta laha, he said, what have you prepared for it? So the man said, I prepared for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prophet. Faqala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, indeed you will find yourself yawm al-qiyamah with those who you love. ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله, and some people will take besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala those who they will love as the love of Allah or equal to the love of Allah. يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا, however those who believe أشد حبا لله, they will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone else. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله, say if you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فاتبعوني يحببكم الله, then follow him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you his love. What can we do? How can we live with the name al-Wadud? Subhanallah. Three things. Number one, love him subhanahu wa ta'ala and experience his love. Fill your heart with his love subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing that will close that void and fill that gap, keep that heart calm and still, is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fill your heart with it and experience his love coming to you every day. And you will see a difference within your life that is unparalleled by any other action that you could possibly do. Number two, Draw yourself closer to him through love. Just like he draws himself closer to you through actions of love, you do the same. Draw yourself closer to him through actions of love. As he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحَبُّ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَوْ أَحَبُّ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِعِبَادِهِ أَوْ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِعِيَالِهِ. The most beloved of servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who are the most beneficial to his servants or to the other, or to his creations. Draw yourself closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through actions of love. And number three, love with all your heart. The whole point of learning of his name subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Wadud, and reading the, when you read the Quran and you read the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it makes it seem as if the only thing that you're required to do is to love him subhanahu wa ta'ala back the way that he began loving you jalla jalaluhu from the beginning. It seems as if nothing else is required. Why? Because you have to learn to love with all your heart. Not half love, not a bit of love, but a full open-hearted love. And I hope that yani is something we can all learn to do within Ramadan, because what is Ramadan besides a gesture of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Subhanakallah bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullahu khairan.